Osiris and the Nile. Long ago, Osiris was the king of Egypt, and Isis was the queen. They controlled the fertile land by the Nile River. They were not only interested in everyday things. Because of their intelligence, they explored abstract ideas as well. Osiris taught the Egyptians how to make wheels and furniture. Isis taught them how to make things from clay and cloth. The people thought the king and queen deserved a gift. So they built Osiris and Isis a pyramid. Everyone loved Osiris except his brother, Set. Set wanted to be king. Osiris made his annual trip around Egypt and led religious events. The people gave him beautiful shells and colorful feathers as gifts. When Osiris returned, Set brought a beautiful wooden box from behind a curtain.
"If someone fits inside this box, I will give it to him or her," Set said.
Osiris got in it. It was an ideal fit. Suddenly, Set closed the box and threw it into the river.
"Now I will be king," Set said.
The box washed up on a foreign shore after a flood. Isis brought his body home and obtained a grave for him in Egypt. The Egyptian gods thought Isis had done something very romantic. Because of this love, the gods made Osiris the god of the underworld. And Osiris returned every spring to help the farmers. Even nowadays, people say Osiris keeps their crops alive.